The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission says the issues that the Teachers and Education Workers Union, TEWU, are raising have already been addressed. PRO of the Commission, Elankra, explained that it has tackled TEWU's concern with allowances and sees no reason why they should go on strike. He said the Commission has invited TEWU for a job evaluation on Thursday. Mr. Ankra spoke to George Asekere on Behind the News.
Of course, the picture will be painted as if Fair Wages has been adamant and Fair Wages has not done anything about the situation. Most of the issues they raised have been handled and have been tackled. There are issues concerning some allowances that are embedded in Category 2 and 3 allowances. TEWU knows very well that those allowances have been negotiated at the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiating Level. And as we speak right now, the implementation started 1st January. And that was not only for TEWU, it's for all public servants in Ghana. So that has been done. The peculiar issue that in connection with bridging the gap, Fair Wages has told them time and again that please come for us to re-evaluate your jobs. You know, you cannot put anyone on any particular grade on the salary structure if you don't evaluate the jobs. Now, we've done that, and they still claim there are issues. So that's not a problem at all.
So you mean after the implementation of the SSSS, you did re-evaluation of the TEWU members' jobs?
No, we haven't. Since they came up with those concerns,
yeah,
we said, okay, bring it up. Of course, FUSAG had the same concerns, and we asked them to come forward for job re-evaluation. George, let me say this on your program today on record. I'm saying this to all TEWU members. The time depends on the leadership of TEWU. If they come to Fair Wages today and we go through the job re-evaluation today, when we finish the job re-evaluation, it depends on how many skills they're bringing about. But then the moment we are able to complete the job re-evaluation, that situation will be gone, will be dealt with. The time it would take for us to resolve that particular issue depends on how quickly the members, of course, the leadership of TEWU comes. As we speak right now, we have called TEWU and invited them for a meet.
That was the PR of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Elankra. Meanwhile, students say they will be at the receiving end of TEWU's nationwide strike, which began yesterday. They are therefore appealing to TEWU to reconsider their decision and go back to the lecture room. President of the SRC of Cape Coast University, Francis Arthur, says school has reopened and students are worried about a new development which will affect academic work.
School has already resumed. School resumed on Saturday, 16th January.
In the midst of this strike, how are you coping?
Surely it will be the students that will be at the receiving end of all of these things. Because we are talking about education and we are talking about students of the various tertiary institutions. TEWU, just like all the other unions on the various campuses, very vital role in ensuring that the education excellence that we are expecting is achieved. It's very important. In fact, it plays a very crucial role in ensuring that we live in a very clean environment, a very decent environment for smooth academic work, for us to be able to produce our results. It's very unfortunate. It's very worrying. School has just resumed. We have started our activities with registration and all that.
What will you do as students?
We've been here before to make a very humble appeal to the leadership of TEWU.